How many know God's in control? He's in control of everything. Everything. Amen. When I think about God being in control, it is He knows what we have need of before we even ask. Amen. Isn't it amazing to know that a God, a creator who knows what you have need of, but He says, it's the Father's good pleasure that we ask, make our petitions known to Him. And I appreciate the scripture that Brother Justin read prayer time. And it is true, when we agreed together and God's in the midst of it, anything can happen, anything is possible. I've come to agree with some here in the congregation. I do believe that God keeps His promise. And sometimes we just have to stand back and let God do it. Because you can't do it. Only thing you're providing is faith in God that He can do it. Amen? Amen. You walk in faith, move in faith. It is God that does the work. Amen? God does the work. Do you know how to stand in the strength of God? Question I'm asking us all tonight. Do you know how to stand in the strength of God? Do you rely on your own strength? Strength of theology? Or do you rely upon the strength of Jesus Christ? Now you got three choices there. You got to pick one. Stand on yourself, rely on yourself. Stand on, rely upon theology, or rely upon Jesus Christ. I picked the third one, relied upon Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Not my might, not the might of the world, but in His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. If you're struggling, there is a warfare going on in your life. Amen. There's a warfare going on in this world. Amen. Has been going on ever since the Garden of Eden. Spiritual warfare. All the time. Verse number 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. That's powerful. Yeah. That one verse is powerful. Wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand. In other words, you're not going to be able to resist unless you have that armor on. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. It's not our righteousness, it is His righteousness. We're putting on His righteousness. You can never be righteous enough. It's His righteousness. He imparts it to us. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse number 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Feel like you've been being shot at? Every day? Every day? Every day? Yeah. Devil taking a shot at you every day? You can quench them fiery darts by the shield of? Your faith becomes a shield. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Verse number 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. What is the Word of God? It is the sword of the Spirit. You remember picking up a stick out of the yard, your neighbor kid, or maybe your brother, your sister, and you have a sword fight until somebody's knuckles got cracked and ran in the house crying? And take the helmet of salvation, verse 17, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You can defeat the enemy by the Word of God. Jesus, on that Mount of Temptation, defeated Satan by the Word. He said, it is written. Written. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, that's the Spirit of God, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. So simply, what we want to study tonight is standing in the strength of God. You can put a subtitle on it, God is in control. Amen. You can stand in the strength of God because God is in control. Amen?
Amen.
How many like to fight your own battles or let God fight them for you? Let God fight the battles. Amen. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Scripture tells us that. Our struggle is against rulers and powers and forces of darkness. Who's going to depress you? The enemy of your soul. Who is going to bring light into your soul? It's Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. Can I get a witness on that tonight?
Amen.
So against rulers and powers and forces of darkness, the enemy of man's soul. And we talk about man's soul, it's woman as well. The enemy of man's soul is the same enemy against the kingdom of God. That's why sometimes it's a press. Life is a press. Life sometimes is a struggle. So the same thing, the enemy, the devil, slew foot. Same thing he tricked Eve in the Garden of Eden with is what he uses today. Tries to tell you that you don't need God. I believe I do need God. I told him today, I cannot do anything without you. I cannot do anything without you. I can do a lot of things without him, but I would not be successful. I would not be blessed. You can do a lot of things by yourself. But if you want to be successful, you need God's help. Why? Because he's able to lead and guide and direct you through all things in your life. You know, and here again, I want to say this for the benefit of someone here. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. You do not need to beg God. You need to believe God.
Yes, absolutely.
Prayer is not about begging God.
No.
Prayer is thanking him,
yes.
Worshiping him.
Yes.
Thank you for being my buckler. Thank you for being my shield. Thank you for opening the doors. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for answering prayer. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's what defeats the devil. He wants to discourage you where you feel like you have no hope. Maybe I'm preaching this to the world out there. I hadn't heard the gospel yet. Jesus Christ went about preaching the gospel, healing the sick and preaching the gospel. I was reading that today and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. He hadn't been on the cross of Calvary yet. We say the gospel is the good news, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But he went about preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
What is the gospel? Well, we know the gospel that we know is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But Jesus, before he died on the cross of Calvary, went about preaching the gospel. The gospel is about the Spirit of God. Jesus said every time a miracle took place and they wonder how and what took place, he said, it's not me doing this, but my Father that is in me, he is doing this.
Yeah.
He went about preaching the Spirit of God. That's God's kingdom. The kingdom of God, according to the Scripture, the Word of God, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit of God. Jesus went about preaching about the Spirit of God. He said, I can't do this. It's the Father in me. He's doing this. It's flowing out of me. You got the same Spirit? You've been baptized in the Spirit of the Lord? What's flowing? What's flowing? Is depression, is sadness, sorrow, discouragement? Nothing's happening, nothing's moving, nothing's good. I'm just struggling and I'm begging. Don't have to beg. You don't have to struggle. You've got faith. If God said it, He cannot lie. Amen? Glory to God. I believe that. We can never stand on our own strength. People fall to the wayside if they stand in their own strength. Some burn out because they take the cares and responsibilities of this world upon themselves, take the family upon themselves, take the job upon themselves, and you burn out. You're a bright, shining, bursting fireworks, and then you fizzle. Roman candles, you shoot them off. I like that little sound. They're done for. That's out. No more. That's it. Just for a few moments, few seconds. Your life should not be just for a few moments, few seconds. Church power is not for a Sunday morning only. It's every day that you get up and God gives you the ability to get up and walk and move. Amen. So I hear people sometimes say, I'm tired. I'm just burnt out. I'm just wore out. Shouldn't be wore out by all the power that's in your life. All the Holy Ghost that's in your life. Physically we get tired. Spiritually we do not get wore out. You can go to the altar and pray, Lord, I'm giving this to you. I talked about this Sunday morning. I feel like talking about it again tonight. Sometimes we just give it to God. Let God take care of it. Amen? Amen. If you don't, then you'll burn out. Yes, sir. You say, well, I paid my tithes, nothing happened. It's not based upon your tithes, although you need to pay them. Well, I did this. I got a ribbon from Sunday school, haven't missed in 50 years. It's not what it's about. It is the faith that you have. It's a shield of faith, anticipation of what God can do. His promises are yea and amen. Impossible for God to lie. On their way. God's word is true. Some people say that if you don't feel God, then he isn't around. It's not based on feeling either. It's not based upon a buzz. People are alcoholics. People who are addicted to drugs. It's about the buzz. But there's no life in a buzz. There's just a buzz. There's just a feel-good moment. You can shout and worship, which we need to do. We are Pentecostal and we love to worship. We love to get a little bit noisy once in a while. But when the service is over, you got to walk back out into that world. You got to go work on Monday morning. All through the week. It's not about the buzz. Buzz sort of falls off. Buzz sort of drops off. That's why the addicts have to go back and get another buzz. shoot up again. Take the alcohol until we feel the buzz again. It's not about that. Jesus will sustain you through any storm in this life, or any storm that this life may bring to you. Everybody say this one word, sustain.
Sustain.
In other words, he's going to keep you, sustain you. What is he going to sustain me in? He's going to sustain me in my faith. He's going to sustain me in my happiness. He's going to sustain me in my joy. You know why some people look so sad all the time and forlorn and wore out and wrinkled up? Because they're not being sustained by life. Life. What's life? He said, I've come to bring you life, and that more abundantly. He is the sustainer of life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And then David explains why he doesn't feel any evil, because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In other words, they are my sustainer. They sustain me. There's times that we get sad. There's times that we shed a few tears. There's no question about that. Things can be difficult. Loss can be terrible. But my sustainer lives. And because my sustainer lives, I can live also. Come on. Because you're full of the Spirit of God. Baptism of the Spirit of God in your life. It sustains you. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you're tired in your spirit, can hardly bring one thought in front of another, then go to Jesus Christ. Cast all of your cares on Him. If you've been laboring, you're heavy laden, you're just kind of tarred and wore out, He said, I'll give you rest. That's what the Holy Ghost is. This is the rest wherein He calls the weary to rest. It's in the book. This is the rest He calls the weary to rest. We rest in His Spirit. Rest in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? To truly become a better you, for me to become a better me, it's imperative to believe that God is in control of your life. Quiet. You say, well, I'll let Him be in control when I run out of control. He can do what He wants to do when I try my last thing. Lord, let me try one more thing here, and that could work. Lord, what do you want? How do you want it? How would you have it? Should I turn to the right or should I turn to the left? Too many people try figuring everything out. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? How am I going to survive this? How am I going to survive that? God does not want you to live your life like you have no hope. I've never understood that. You get baptized in Jesus' name for remission of your sins, get filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you live the rest of your life with no hope. Doesn't make sense, does it? Hello, how about you? Got any hope left? Well, I had some about the first 5 minutes of when I got baptized in Jesus' name, but oh, it's gone. Yeah. Come on, folks. Many times the reason we lose our peace and begin to worry is because we don't see anything happening in the areas we are praying about or believing for. The reason why for that is everything looks the same month after month, year after year. This is education night. Amen. But we have to understand, I believe, that God is working behind the scenes in our lives. I believe that. I believe in angels. I believe that there is a host of heavenly angels. In fact, go back to the word, he gives you an angel. He watches over you. Amen? If you stumble, it'll help bear you up. I believe God has already prearranged a bright future for you. You just have to arrive to get it. If I invite you to dinner and you don't show up, it's not my fault. If God's got a blessing for your life and an answer for your life and you don't show up, it's not God's fault. Why doesn't God answer me? Why don't you show up? I wish somebody invite you over for dinner. Somebody invite you over for dinner. And you got a better offer somewhere else. This world is not going to give you any better offer than what God's going to give you. So what? We need to show up, don't we? You'll find your Heavenly Father getting everything arranged in your favor. You'd see how God is getting ready to open up a door that seems to be closed, a door of opportunity. Because he's working behind the scenes. We have examples of that in the Bible. Prophet. Word got out that prophet and a serpent was going to be on this little mountain. This prophet of God had been given that army and that enemy a hard time. So they're going to take care of that prophet. And so they show up, and the prophet's servant gets awful nervous, awful shaky. Sees the whole host of the enemy out there. And so the prophet said, God, would you open up his eyes? Sometimes we need to have our spiritual eyes opened. Have our spiritual eyes open. Why? Because behind the scene was a heavenly host that was going to fight. Got to open my eyes, open my spirit. When you do that, you can see how God's getting things ready for you. And I'm convinced that if you would really see how God is orchestrating everything behind the scenes, we wouldn't worry. We wouldn't live stressed out lives anymore. The fact is, we all have difficulties. We all have things in life that can steal our joy and steal our peace. We have to learn to turn them over to God and say, Father, I'm trusting you. Like I was teaching Sunday morning, you just got to say, God, I put it in your hands. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know that if you don't do it, believe me, as a pastor, I have prayed that kind of prayer over and over through the years. God, if you can't fix it, I can't do anything for it. God, if you don't do this, I don't know what's going to happen. But unless you do something, unless you take it over, unless you handle it, I can't do anything about it. Amen? You may be trying to figure everything out, trying to solve every problem in your life, but it would take so much pressure off you if you just let God do it for you. Amen. Because the Bible reminds us, for it is God who is all the while at work in you. God doesn't work for a while, then go off on a two or three year vacation, and then come back and work a little more. God is constantly working for a while. He's got angels behind the scenes. You say, are you sure, Pastor? I am quite sure. I'm standing on scripture of that tonight. How long did Daniel pray? for a good while. You may be heading for a fiery furnace, and you got some friends that kind of been praying with you, with two or three, as Brother Justin had said tonight, praying together. You'd be surprised what God will do on your way to a fiery furnace. God might be right in there with you. Somebody said, how in the world are you standing that fiery furnace? Well, that king looked in there and he saw four men. Didn't we put three in that fiery furnace? Well, there's a fourth man that looks like the Son of God. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Well, you say, Pastor, I've been praying for my child. I've been praying for this job. I've been praying for this, praying for that. I've been believing for my finances to improve, but they continue to dwindle. Or I've been praying for the right person to come into my life, but it's been years and years, nothing happened. No, you don't know what God is doing behind the scenes. Let me say this. For those of you who's looking for a husband, you don't need to go to the men's conference. Just saying. That's the worship of God down there at the men's conference, not husband looking. See, you are alive out there. I was worried for a little while, but you are alive. All right. When you're one of these dry seasons and we don't see anything happening, that's simply a test of your faith. It is. We have to dig our heels and show God what we're made of. Yes, you do. There's times you just got to dig your heels in and fight the good fight of faith. Every one of us can look back in our lives and see critical moments that had to be the hand of God. It's almost as though we can connect the dots. This is what I've talked about for years. It's called the Mistron. The Mistron. The Mistron is this plan that I don't know about, you don't know about. It's a military terminology. The one who is the commander-in-chief, he's drawn up a battle plan, brings in the generals of his armies and said, here's the battle plan, lays it out there. And then the generals goes back to their battalions and on down and through down to the company and to the platoon and to the squad. And the guy who's on the ground level, he doesn't know what the Mistron is. You don't know what the Mistron is. You don't know what God's got planned for your life and what it's laid out there. Been in the military and you've got an assignment. All you have been given is you need to be at point B here. Don't worry about A. Don't worry about C, D, E, F, or G. You're supposed to be at point B at this time. And don't be late. Whatever you've got to do to reach that moment, that point of time, you be there. That's right. And then you think, well, what crazy person thought this idea up to get me killed? Well, why did the church call fasting? Why did the pastor call revival now for? Don't you know I got things going on and I've got plans and I've got my calendar filled out? Why? Because there is a strategic plan behind the scene. That you don't understand. And you don't see the reason for it. But when the battle is over, when the fight is done, how many times in your life have you said this? Well, no, I can see the hand of God in that. I didn't understand it at the time, but now it all makes sense to me. Well, that's the Mistron. It comes from the top and it filters on down here to us precious saints sitting in a church somewhere and may not fully understand it all, but behind the scenes, things are working, things are moving. In your life, God is preparing to open up doors and doing blessings and getting people in the right position to save their souls. Yeah. I can see how I met this person over here, and I got this break, and it caused me to get this job, and that's where I met this person. And if not had all of this happened, then this would not have turned out as good as it did. Let me tell you, my friend, it's not luck. It's not a lucky break. That's God's hand. That's God's hand of favor working out things in your life.
Amen.
All the while, God's working behind the scenes. Who was praying for 21 days?
Daniel,
like most of us, God, you're not hearing me. God, you're not hearing me. But God's in control. Finally, an angel arrives and explains it to him. Hang on, Daniel. God heard you the first time you prayed. Heard you the first time you prayed, but hang on, Dan. We've got to fight our way through the king of Tyre and all of this faith. We're fighting a battle behind the scenes you know nothing about. Gospel of Mark chapter 4, verse 39. And the same day when the evening was come, he said to them, that's to his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had went away, the multitude, they took him as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, sleeping on a pillow. And they awake him and say to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Listen, someone needs to hear this preacher this morning. You've been praying and begging and whining to God. God has got your situation in control. He's not asleep. He's not on a vacation somewhere. He's not off somewhere.
Come on. Glory.
Verse 39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And then he turns to the disciples and he says to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Next chapter, chapter 5. They land on a land. They come and land. Look what it says, verse 5. I mean, chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadareans. Listen. It could be you're fighting your fight or going through your storm because the devil is trying to hinder you from getting to where God wants you to be. Maybe the devil's trying to fight this church because God knows where he wants this congregation and this church, Community Life Center, to be. And sometimes there are storms you got to go through, but the master is in the ship. And he'll rise up and say, when we don't have any faith, peace be still. I've got our cargo to deliver to the other side over here. We got to reach this land, this city. So they come through a storm. You come through a storm and they get over there. And here comes a wild man, a wild person running out to meet them. And the devil tries to make a bargain with Jesus because the storm couldn't stop him. And the devil comes out and tries to bargain with God. It wasn't that man that was full of the devil. Wasn't the problem. You see, the devil wants to conquer territory. And he knows if the church gets loose, he knows if you get loose, there are territories and blessings and things in your life and your family. The devil's going to try to stop and take over your territory. It's not about you. It's not about your problem. Not about the things you're facing. It's not about things that you've been going through. It's about the territory that you're living in. It's your family territory. It's your whole life territory. God's in control. I said, God's in control. And you may go through the storm, and you may go through the devil trying to oppose you in every aspect. But those devils, those legions. See, that's a military terminology. That's a military type of thing. Legion. That's, you know, here goes those old devils. There's a whole legion of them. Sometimes you face, God, will this ever cease? Will this ever stop? It's just one fight after another. Just one battle after another. Just fight, 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 fight. Problem, 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 problem. Sorrow, sorrow, sorrow. Sadness, sadness, sadness. Down, up. Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm just getting so wore out with this stuff. God's in control. And when that devil or devils or legion of devils realize how serious that God was about reclaiming the territory. There's some piggies over there. Can we jump in them piggies? You gotta be careful sometimes. Those spirits will jump from one thing to the next. So he told those devils and legions, go over there and jump in those swine. And they ran out there, and they even the hogs couldn't stand it, and they drowned themselves out there in that ocean. You may go through the storm, you may go through opposition, you may go through all kinds of things come against you. I'm going to tell you what, God is in control.
Yes, sir.
Let's lift our hands. Let's thank Him for Him being in control of our life. Come on. Come on, child of God. I'm asking you not to fall in the trap of dragging through with no joy or enthusiasm or thinking nothing good is happening in your life or the church, or your family. Come on. Scripture says God is effectually at work in those who believe. Effectually working in those who believe. Effectually working in those who believe. Who believe. His power is activated only when we believe. In that little town he was raising, he could do little because there was unbelief. It's effective, powerful moving of the Spirit of God. Even when we have problems, even though things come against us, we have to believe that God already has the answer. I love that song when I first come into Pentecost. Oh, the answer's on the way. This I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. My Heavenly Father knows my need before I pray. Rest assured, it's on its way. I feel the Holy. You feel the Spirit of God in this house tonight? Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't go through the day thinking my situation is probably never going to change. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never going to get this problem solved. I'm going to have to live with this disease for the rest of my life. I don't think I'll ever get married. I'm back to that one again. No. 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 You see, when you do that, you're trying to outwork Almighty God. And then you'll be tempted to lap into negative thoughts, negative attitudes. And then you'll turn around and say, I don't know God is working in my life. I don't know if my time is now or God will answer my prayer. Well, I got news for you. I believe God's working. I believe God's working behind the scenes. You know why I believe that? Because He is in control. Let me say this to someone here tonight. Trust God even in the small things in your life. The small things. Come on, the small things. Small things. I don't know what God's got in store for your future, but I know I'm excited about it. I don't know what all God's going to do for you, but I'm excited about it. I don't know how it's going to work out your prayer request, but I tell you this, I'm happy about it. I can't wait to rejoice with you and be happy with you and worship God with you. Oh, what a good report that is. What an awesome report that is. Woo, glory to God. Whatever your circumstances are, whether good or bad, you need to know that God already knows about them. And He's working behind the scenes.